Hello everyone, you are listening to Matthew McKenzie's Carer Audio Series, a set of audios or podcasts perhaps that are developed to provide carer support from, let's say, a carer peer support view in regards to the groups that I'm developing in the new year or in the year 2020. Now, I've been a carer for almost 17 years and I feel it's always good to help out fellow unpaid carers. Because as carers, we need to try and stick together and help each other out. That's the essence of peer support. No one on their own, coping on their own. As usual, these audios come in two sections about a particular subject related to caring. One section being more educational, explaining the meaning on why a subject is important to carers. For instance, a subject on care awareness, identity, or isolation, and other such things. We also have the second section, which is more uplifting, empowering, and therapeutic. Of course, I'm not afraid to admit that sometimes I do get things wrong, because not only the world of unpaid caring is vast and complex, it heavily relates to family structure, psychology, and I'm even trying to cover aspects of mental health. Still, these are my views, and to be honest, they're most commonly held views anyway. Well, today this audio is going to be different. There are other ways, I feel, to get the carer message across, so no educational or empowering sections today. This topic is basically poem time. Now, I'm not an expert on poetry, but when expressing yourself, especially from what I have observed in mental health occupational therapy, no one is looking for specific structures in poetry. They tend to be looking for authenticity. That would mean, can the person express the subject matter that no one has noticed so far? Sometimes it's not possible to see what a poem is really about until some major reflection. However, I feel a poem can get more said than what a book can sometimes ever do. And it's often, let's say, a more playful and creative way to relate to others. Now, I've been busy this morning drafting several poems. So I'm going to try and read at least four poems that I've made about the carer journey. I think they're each poem is on a specific topic anyway, but they're all related to unpaid caring. Now, some poems will be really clear, while others would need the listener to take some thought to get an idea what the poem's about. Well, anyway, without a doubt, let's start on the first poem that I did this morning, and I've done all four this morning. So this poem is titled, The Joy of Caring. This is the moment that gives life meaning, a strong definition of a human being, the hope and joy that brings on healing. The joy of caring, that's what I'm speaking. We share the moments of pain and feeling. I would never leave you, you must be dreaming, to fight beside you, and I'll be leading, the joy of caring, that's what I'm meaning. No one alone, no one left behind. Oh, hang on, where is the rhyme? Ah, yes, I remember, it's a poem about caring, my gift to you, as my journey I'm sharing. Together, all carers, that's what we'll be achieving, even though there will be times of grieving. Still, I've always thought a life is all about believing, that the joy of caring is what gives life meaning. So that poem that I did this morning, that was on basically about the joy of caring. It's not always desperation, sacrifice, and torment. It is joy within the field of unpaid carers and the journey they take in providing care to someone that they're very close to. The next poem, I'm afraid, is going to be taken on a more darker element. And this one I've titled Confusion. Again, this is something I've also done this morning. But even though it might be of a darker element, I felt it's really important to just get that message across. And I've titled this poem Confusion. So let's start. I sit and wait wondering what is next. Too scared to look at what's before me. The phone sits on the table. I'm not sure who to call. I just don't know. I've tried before. The sound's so distressing. So much is on me. But time is going so slow as my mind torments me. I look at him as his eyes look straight past. My heart sinks as my mind is harassed. Minute by minute, hour by hour, no word is heard or form of contact. I sit and wait wondering what's next. Confusion takes me, and I cannot find the solution. That one's called Confusion. I'm sorry, that's quite a dark poem. And, you know, I was thinking, could I make it more darker just to try and get that message across? But, you know, I thought this one that I made, it just basically hits the spot. It's, as I said before, yeah, caring can be joyful, can be wonderful, but there are times when, with this poem, I do think mental illness is catching. And that was my view on it. But the next one is more uplifting. And I think it's a poem that's really needed. I don't know if in the world of carers there is time for what this poem is trying to relay. But I think it's a poem that's certainly needed. And I think whoever's listening will get the message. And this poem is called Thank You. So let's start. And again, this is the one that I also did this morning. Thank you for saying that kind word, knowing I'm here and acknowledging me. Thank you for doing your job, helping with support. That is the key. Thank you for listening and treating me as a partner, helping with information, and that's was all that was after. Thank you for keeping that bed so my loved one can rest their head. Thank you for being patient when anger took me instead. Thank you for understanding and explaining the procedures. I know it's not easy. In spite of resources, you are still achievers. Thank you for being there. Thank you for all your care. Thank you for continuing. Without you, the NHS would be done in. And that poem was titled Thank You. And again, that's one I did this morning as well. I think I'll read the last one I also did this morning. No rhyme, but definitely one. This is probably the one where you'd have to really think. And I'm not going to really say much about it. I'm not going to explain much about it. I'm just going to just read that out. And I just want you to think about what this poem is trying to get. And this poem is called The Journey. A lot of carers will get this, by the way. So let's start. It twists and winds, no end in sight. I learn each bend of the road, looking for signals, learning the signs, each pointing this way and that. Up the hill and round the bend, higher I climb, and back down again. Stopping to ask each person I meet. Some are kind, others not so. No time to stop for fuel or rest, even though I'm so tired. No, I must rest. I need to take care of myself. So scared of what the future holds. It's okay. Life is for living, but also for giving. I continue the journey. Sometimes I look back. I see others on a journey, but splitting into different paths. I make my own path and I leave a trail for others to follow. But the journey, even though it twists and turns, no end in sight, is the only journey of life and caring that I know. And thank you for listening to that. That was the journey, the last poem of this audio. I will be doing more later on in, and I do other topics later on in the Carer series. But I'd like to say thank you for listening. Please spread the word of these Carer audios. I'm sure they're very rare as it is, especially coming from a carer involved in the NHS. And I hope to see you next time. I can't remember what the next topic is, but I do hope that you're around to listen. Good luck on your caring journey.